Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet and also what we can look for in our dark skies. We're grateful to be welcoming back Christopher Phillips. He's got the information for us, and we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter in the west after sunset. Also, Mars can be seen toward the south, along with Saturn as well. The moon this week will be full, meaning spotting those faint objects in the heavens is going to be very tricky indeed.
This week you've got something about researchers studying a black hole at the center of the galaxy?
Yes, astronomers using the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope, or JCMT, atop Mauna Kea, have been studying the center of the Milky Way galaxy in order to understand the monstrous black hole lurking at its center. This supermassive black hole is known as Sagittarius A, and its feeding habits have become quite the subject of interest for Hawaii astronomers.
And when you talk about feeding habits, you're not talking about fruits and vegetables. It's eating something pretty serious, right?
Right. Sagittarius A consumes vast quantities of gas and dust that collects around its gaping celestial maw in what we call a circumnuclear disk. This is basically a ring of material that's caught in the gravitational grip of the black hole.
And if the stuff is circling the black hole, explain how it gets consumed.
The black hole exists in an environment of powerful magnetic fields that cause material to be driven inward and consumed. In some ways, they are like our arms and hands, which we use to pick up food and put into our mouths. For the black hole, they perform essentially the same function, directing matter along those lines and into its cavernous maw, never to be seen again.
So are you saying astronomers could see this stuff flowing into the black hole? Is that what gave it away?
Exactly. Using JCMT's large 15-meter dish and sub-millimeter instrument, they were able to see Sagittarius A feasting on the remains of dead stars and worlds.
Another exciting report and a local connection here. Christopher Phillips, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. And Stargazers on demand at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.